What's up, y'all? This is D. Matthews, producer of Shark. Thank y'all for listening. Here we go.
The downtown Manhattan building that is holding the third annual Shark Enterprises Tech Conference is a circus. Gary Shark, who is looking cool enough to be there, at the same time looking out of place in his own building, settles into a more familiar territory when a tall Gen Xer asks Gary a question about if he should be choosing his passion over college. Gary refers to the DSLR camera behind him being held by Drock. Drock head nods and Gary's hands become animated. Gary begins to break down points, while occasionally placing one hand on the young man's shoulder for emphasis. The young man follows with rapid yes head nod movements that would give anyone else CTE, or at least a nasty dizzy spell.
Correct, and that's a serendipity of it all.
Hey, thanks, Gary. Mind if we get a picture?
Sure, let's do it.
They shake hands and the youngster leaves Gary's side. The kid and his group of friends melt into the busy crowd of onlookers who are starting to realize that Gary Shark has stepped onto the floor.
Hey, Gary!
Gary!
Hey, yo, Gary! Gary!
Hey, Gary! Gary, 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 Gary! Hey, Gary!
Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming. I promise I will get this thing rocking in a bit. There will be plenty of time for Q&A.
Gary and his camera crew walk off. He spots Ryan and his wife. Ryan, a longtime business associate of Gary's, approaches with arms wide open. They embrace.
Thanks for coming, Ryan. Good to see you again, Mrs. Victoria. Are you kidding me? We wouldn't miss this for the world, Gary.
Gary leans in close to his good friend and places his hand on Ryan's shoulder.
Really? Thanks. That means a lot to me. My company and I have worked really hard to put all of this together for you guys. We have a few projects that you might be excited about as an early investor in tech. Can't wait to get a chance to see our company's presentation. What the hell are you talking about? I'm here for the free drinks, you bastard. Mazel tov, you fucker.
Everyone laughs.
Shark Tech is killing the market right now. You're making it harder for guys like us to eat.
So we just come to all your little tech conferences to eat up all your food and beverages since you can afford to feed the industry right now.
Congrats on your success, Gary.
Ryan tips his wine glass toward Gary and walks off. The stage presentation kicks off as the gorgeous Keechee Rena garners everyone's attention as she gracefully walks the stage in high heel stilettos as the opening MC for this evening's event. Drock and Gary wait backstage. Before Gary takes the stage, Drock whispers,
"So that's cool, or you just want to leave it, or..."
"What's that? Sorry?"
"Unbelievable. I have never seen you like this, man. Like, never."
He returns away from the backstage curtain to a smiling Drock.
"Yeah, well... the conversation that we had about you taking over the day-to-day operations may be a reality sooner than we both expected."
"Okay, but that conversation was over a few bottles of your best empathy wine collection. There's no way that you're going to..."
"We're going to move the wedding up."
"What?"
"Shh, guys, the stage mics can hear you."
They try to whisper amongst themselves while holding back laughs.
"Shh, you're going to get us in trouble back here, man. Bro, look at you. All mushy and stuff. You dead serious?" "Just tired of living with regret. I'm ready to settle down. Getting old, my man. Can't keep this pace up forever. Ready to settle down, ready to start a family."
The whispering is interrupted by,
"So let's hear it for the man we all came to see, Gary Shark!"
"Oh shit, gotta go. Camera running?"
"Know it."
"Great."
The crowd goes nuts as Gary takes the stage. Him and Keechee lock eye contact. She smiles and steps off the stage. Not only is this the biggest night of his tech career, unveiling weapon-grade limbs for military paraplegics, tonight he will also present to his peers and colleagues his biggest accomplishment, his engagement to tech genius and now fiancé, Keechee Rena.
"Good evening, everyone."
"Investigators say the case is still ongoing. Sources close to Shark Branding speculate that this was indeed an inside job."
"Caller, you're on the air with Mike at 9. Go ahead."
"I was just saying that if I was a trillionaire, Mike, I would have had my wife bulletproofed or something."
I believe Gary Shark is a millionaire and not a trillionaire. And his fiance, not wife, was a victim of a bomb explosion. Not shot. But I get your point. Thanks for
Dexter
calling."
"Dexter Charles, a once longtime employee of Shark Enterprises, was found dead this morning at his Connecticut home. Officials are trying to..."
"No suspects have been found in the murder case of Keechee Rena."
Puerto Rico, San Juan. 1 year later. Shark only halfway listens to his talkative rideshare driver. The young Puerto Rican is eagerly offering to show Gary all of the pleasantries of the island.
You know what I mean, my friend? Hey, but the ladies. Oh, the ladies. I can take you, my friend.
I appreciate that, but no thank you.
We see half of the highway exit sign that reads Salida. Clothes being hung from a balcony in a ghetto project housing area.
Take this exit, please.
Manny Fuentes stands, looking out of his high-level floor condo, nervously smoking a cigarette, the wind blowing smoke back into his face. Gary exits the rideshare in the front of Manny's condo. A few seagulls squawking overhead caught Gary's attention, so he followed their flight out towards the water. The birds fly over jet skis and small boats floating in place in their respective docks. Shark steps out of the elevator and right into the condo. From across the room, he stares at the back of Manny, who is still looking out of his balcony.
I got properties all over New York, Manny. We could have had a powwow anywhere. Come off the balcony, please. You look like a fucking weirdo with your white pants and...
Manny turns around, forces a smile as Shark approaches.
Old friend, it is good to see you. It's been a while. You know I would not have flown you all the way here if it wasn't important.
Correction, Tidewad, I flew myself out here.
Tomato, tomato. Whatever.
They embrace. Manny gets right to it.
What happened to Kichi was no mistake, you see. I got something to show you.
Gary collects himself. The pleasantries are over. On to business. He doesn't say a word. Manny slaps a silver briefcase on the table.
The people responsible for killing your fiancé. The detectives that cleaned the prints off the murder weapon. Even how much money was paid to your security staff to let the hitman through the back door of your conference. It's all here. But I'm afraid.
Gary just notices the case is actually handcuffed to Manny's wrist. The elevator sign illuminates again.
I'm afraid you will not live long enough to do anything about it. Forgive me, my old friend. They beat you here. I'm sorry. I don't think so. Fucker.
Shark was written and produced by D. Matthews for Rebuild the Box Productions. All vocals, all characters were performed by Arthur Romeo.
Out on the old moors, the clouds gather round, a memory gold pure in grand barrier. Feel the big sleep the call of the night, but it's not time.